Douglas, let's talk a little bit about the possibility of suitcase nukes. First of all, your intelligence, are they possible?
Possible and present, if you will. First of all, I suppose we should describe what suitcase nukes are. That term seems to be thrown around quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Suitcase nukes aren't really suitcases at all, but they're actually suitcase-sized nuclear devices. And they can be fired from rocket launchers, grenade launchers, or they could be detonated by timers. As a matter of fact, our research and intelligence gathering on the Internet has found plans specifically to detonate nuclear devices. And those plans are in the hands of the federal authorities. And we do have some representations. Matter of fact, I believe they're on our website, some drawings of some detonators that can be used to activate or to detonate nuclear bombs.
Yes.
So, absolutely. And I think, too, you've got to go back and talk to the people that are in the know. There was a gentleman by the name of Yosef Badansky, who is an author, and he was also a top expert, terrorism expert for the United States Congress. And he stated back a few years ago that Osama bin Laden already had purchased nuclear devices, or suitcase nukes, if you will, from the former Russian republics.
Well, now, do we have suitcase nukes ourselves?
You mean our government?
As a nation.
I never asked that question. I don't know the answer to that.
I would assume if they do, we do.
I suppose you're correct. I don't think it would be exclusive to just the former Russian Russian region. So sure, I would imagine we do.
I mean, all this push for missile technology and propulsions to carry nuclear weaponry. I mean, if somebody can walk in with a suitcase and put it down as an attaché case somewhere and blow up a city, why do we need to spend billions for a delivery system?
Well, very true. You know, I think too. I really believe. And again, I was a skeptic, beyond skepticism, right through until we started really getting into the actual meat, the intelligence that we've been finding. You know, why would someone go to all the trouble to really make sure that they have specific plans distributed to certain individuals within the various terrorist organizations for detonators and for handling radioactive material, if in fact they didn't have it? And I think we're beyond the fact of, you know, do they exist? I think they do exist, and I think enough intelligence people have confirmed in congressional hearings that they exist. And even more so, and again, this is not to scare anyone, but I think it's a fact based on, again, the totality of evidence, based on testimony of top experts in the United States, and also based on the evidence that we've uncovered, that yes, they are in the United States, which begs the question: well, why haven't they gone off?
Yeah, exactly. You know? I mean, what are they waiting for? What kind of an event?
Well, now that's something that we've found this took me a while to learn the jihadist mentality and the Al Qaeda mentality. Which I think is really an extremely important element to all of this. You know, people always ask me. I get hundreds of emails saying, you know, well, when is this stuff going to happen? Why hasn't it already happened? And even to the point of saying, well, you know what? If they would have had the nuclear weapons on 9/11, they would have used them. And I'm not so sure that's the case. I think it's.
Well, they might have, though.
Well, you know, it's true. I guess I really don't know. But I do know that there was an interview. Matter of fact, I just put it up on my website, which is available through your website. There was an interview of a top Al-Qaeda operative that was published in a London newspaper. that was brought to my attention just today, as a matter of fact. And this gentleman was interviewed, and I shouldn't even use that term, but he's the weapons of mass destruction expert for Al-Qaeda, former and current, if you will, the Al-Qaeda that was and the Al-Qaeda that exists today. And he made some fairly significant foreboding statements saying that we are going to use these weapons when we're ready to use them. And that might be all talk, but you know, we have seen a pattern of activity and a pattern of planning of, you know, again, it goes back to, I think, something a little bit more controlling and higher. We're seeing a lot of references to Ramadan 1424 or Ramadan 2003. And it's just to that extent, I suspect that, and I can't predict, but if I had to say when is something going to happen, perhaps using nuclear devices within the United States, my radar would say sometime during Ramadan of this year.